You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert right here on 1150 AM KKNW. It is a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is about, how to make money, how to save money so you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. To connect with the guests that we have on the show, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, it's been a little while since we've had him in studio, but he has came in and shared quite a few times. Happy to have Dan Wingard of Keller Williams Realty Bellevue talking about the value of tech-enabled agent. Dan, thank you so much for coming
Tina,
back in
Keelan.
Studio.
Oh, pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure to hang out with you guys.
Love it. And a little bit about Dan. Dan leads a successful real estate brokerage of over 270 real estate brokers in downtown Bellevue, Washington. He leads the coaching powerful real estate agents and teams to profit quickly and create lasting and fulfilling success. Dan is professionally trained productivity, transformation, and life coach, presenter, and musician. Actually, for those of you that heard my song Dream, Dan actually helped me get that produced. He is a member of the International Coaching Federation and graduate of Accomplished Coaching. Dan shares an understanding and creative success from the inside out and is just a true inspiration to everybody that he comes in contact with.
That's beautiful, Tina. Thank you so much.
You're beautiful,
I'm
Dan.
Getting warm fuzzies right now.
Hey, that's
I'm
my
so
song.
Glad I'm here. Oh, that's the sunshine.
Dang thing in the sky.
It's on you, Keelan.
Oh, all right. You sure you guys don't need another moment there? All right.
So cute.
So, Dan, we're talking about the value of a tech-enabled agent, and we talk about this a lot. Obviously, it's nothing we're going to avoid. Tech
right.
is just getting more and more, I don't know what the word is.
Prevalent.
But exciting.
Prevalent. That's
yeah.
a good one, yeah.
yeah.
So, but then you also hear the flip side of the concerns for, like, are these people going to, this automation, these, you know, is it going to take over our jobs, you know? So, what do you think about technology taking the place of agents and, like, an example, Expedia with travel agents, that type of thing? What do you think the chances of this are?
Yeah, I think there's some value, so much value in technology in providing things that we didn't have before. And it provides the client and the customer things like never before. They have information, they have all kinds of things. But I don't think there will ever be a replacement for a true professional that really gets the needs of the client, sees them where they are, and is that unbiased resource that can help mm-hmm. them. A true professional will be that. And I just like you might be able to read books on law, but would you replace an attorney? I think that's the same role that a real estate broker will have moving forward. I think we'll always be there.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've been in the industry for over two decades, and I remember back.
Are you that old?
I am that
wow.
old. Wow. Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
When the technology came out with just the internet, and before then, the agents would have their big, huge books, mm-hmm. and the only way people could see homes is they would meet with the agent, and they'd open up this big book that would have all these flyers with the listings in it. And then the internet came in, and the conversation sounds similar now to what it was then, is, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Because now the clients can see all the information themselves and look at what a huge benefit that has
right.
been.
For everyone.
Everybody's in, we're all taking selfies in here. I love it. So much fun. If we were
I'm
doing
not,
a Facebook
I'm
Live.
I'm focused.
Yeah,
I am not
focused.
Taking selfies right now.
It's our other two guests we'll talk with later. So if you look at and compare that and look at how much easier, not only it made for the buyers and the sellers, the consumers out there looking at homeownership, but for the agents and being able to service them. So
yeah.
fast forward now, how do you feel that this new technology coming in is going to help agents be able to service their buyers and sellers easier?
Yeah, great question. So an agent needs to pay attention to technology and where it's going and what it's doing, and that data is huge because clients are seeing things and they're having their own perception about what's going on. Like you can get a Zestimate, like a Zillow value on mm-hmm. your home. And is that the reality? So when you have somebody that's out there as a professional seeing homes, getting in homes, meeting with buyers and sellers every single day, that's somebody that can give a better perception of a computer-generated value. So
yeah.
I think that'll always be there.
Yeah, we can't deny the data. Everything's built. You don't know where you're at. If you don't have the data, the numbers, how do you even make a decision? But people do buy emotionally, right?
Correct, yeah.
So that's where...
Always will.
They always will. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where the human comes into play. But as this technology gets more advanced and such, how do you think this is, going to help agents to grow their business? How can they utilize this technology and take advantage of it as opposed to looking at it like, oh, it's the devil?
Right.
You know?
There's always those that look at it that way. And I think that's probably with anything new, any changes, people see things. I remember as a kid, my folks thought the TV was the devil. And now I think my mother might think Facebook is the devil, but she's starting to get engaged with it. Uh-huh. And it's just interesting with technology how we start finding ways to be able to serve better. And what I see with technology now is it provides systems, it provides... Mm-hmm. Really, if we use it effectively, it can give us more time for relationships. And I think that's what we get away from is people get caught up in their phones. You know, my partner's here taking selfies. They should be focused on my incredible value that I'm bringing here.
But they can go back and listen to the replay, yeah, so
exactly.
It's all good.
Yeah, so you can utilize it. Uh-huh. You can utilize technology. But I think if we realize that technology is something to help us focus more on relationships, help us structure our time and our day better by all of the systems and things that are available, then we can fully serve at a higher level. And I think we just need to keep looking at that.
Yeah, and that is so true. People think that technology takes us away from being able to connect because we are so engaged in it, but it does do the exact opposite if you use it for the right reasons, to have the systems, everything in play, and it allows more time to be able to engage. I love that.
Yeah, so, and a wider scope, too. I mean, we're worldwide in our communication.
I know, isn't that amazing?
It is, and we can connect with people around the world instantly.
Yes.
And share value and connect and build relationships, which is amazing.
So true. Dan, what about the most important or needed tech tools for real estate agents to be able to best service their clients?
Well, this goes back to, I think this has always been, it's the ones they use.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different tools out there and so many things available. And I think the number one tool, though, actually is going to be their database, you know,
yes.
How they have their database. And what we're seeing now, and I think Dan Edwards is going to talk about this, is artificial intelligence and how that's affecting things. So we're creating a foundation of where we can see what our clients are needing. And so we can effectively help them better because we're kind of getting in their business.
Yes.
And just like when you see Netflix showing up with or Amazon, different things showing up that you need versus everybody else.
Yes.
Now we're going to be able to do that and provide value specifically for their needs and kind of knowing ahead of time what they might be wanting.
Yeah, so true.
That AI is kind of scary. You ever mention something and then it shows up on your Google feed and you're I didn't type that in. I said it. They're listening to me. What's going on?
Right. But it's there. It's real and it's engaging. It's real, so if we're not embracing that, then we're going to be left behind.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I agree. What about challenges? Let's talk a little bit about that, Dan. What do you see as some of the challenges in today's tech world for agents?
I think a perception can be that the agent is less valuable. Like the consumer can think that they don't need an agent, and so they'll get out and do things, and which can potentially damage them. Mm-hmm. So I would just encourage anybody thinking about real estate, look at all of the data there, but talk to a professional that's been in the business for a while and that really engages not only with technology and all of the data there, but they know how to decipher that and to really help the folks make a good decision.
So, Dan, what about actions that an agent should be taking right now to stay on top of technology and the continued growth of it?
Pay attention. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many resources now, and continue to stay focused on what the client needs and what they're seeing, so they're not getting left behind, and the client telling them what they should know. So, staying on top of technology.
What about the? Are there any specific keys that you would say to be successful in today's tech-driven world as an agent? Are there anything specifically that you would say that you could tell agents to make them more successful?
Yeah, I would say don't get caught up in the technology. It's still a people business, and it always will be. So it's always about what's important to your client, what's important to the others, and paying attention to that and letting the tools be a resource that helps you do that better versus letting it get in the way of of really showing up powerfully for people.
I like how he's always, we're talking about tech, but you refer to mindset, and that's so important.
Yeah, Dan is all about mindset.
I could totally agree with that. It's how you think it's going to be and how you can, how it affects you and your mindset. If you think you're going to be defeated by this algorithm.
That's anything, right?
Yeah, you lost the game.
Right.
Like, you know?
It's exciting. I mean, we're an exciting portion in real estate and in our world, really. I mean, just how we can connect so incredibly exponentially with this viral radio show that everybody's going to be listening
exactly,
to.
Exactly, the millions and billions of people that are hearing
this show. We're affecting billions right now.
They are.
It's a movement.
It is
a movement. So really taking advantage of the technology to get the system set up to be able to kind of read what your clients really are wanting without having to hear it from them, so you can cater around those needs without having to go through all that work. And then take that extra time, as Dan's talking about, to really get face-to-face, spend quality time with your clients, really spend more time educating them on the process and why it's so important for them to be a part of this team in this process. So what should agents be focusing on in this market that's kind of showing where our trend is going? Talk a little bit about the what's happening in the market.
It still gets back to the basics of connecting with people and then providing them the tools. So however you can connect on social media, whatever that is, but lead them to where you're getting a belly to belly. You're having a conversation. You're really engaging with them and utilizing technology for that, not letting it get flipped around.
Yeah, and really I think a lot of times majority of consumers don't realize that where the really hard work starts is first in the negotiation and really getting the best price, whether you're putting your working for the seller or getting the best price if you're working for the buyer. And then the next step, the most difficult, is once it's under contract to navigate, because there is a lot that's happening behind the scenes that unless you're in the industry, you have no idea what's happening. So it's a really important part that I don't think can ever be replaced.
I agree. And I think that's, clients don't see that value. And it used to be, well, you just help me find a house, or you just help me price the house, things like that. But it truly is in the trenches where you bring value.
Yes.
Thanks for the mic drop. I mean, that was just beautiful.
He left me speechless.
But I just think that if, running the Keller Williams office in Bellevue, and we're really focusing on artificial intelligence, Keller Williams as a whole is really becoming a technology company.
Yeah, they are.
And we have incredible education, and we just invite any agent from any office to come get engaged with whatever we have. We're not going to jump all over you and recruit you. We just want to bring that value to, well, Dan says we might. No, we won't. I won't. But I want to know what other brokerages are doing. We all work together, Of course we compete, but we want to make sure that we're collaboratively providing the best value for our clients and continuing to do that. So as a leader in the office, I want to make sure we're creating a culture of truly serving our clients at the highest level, and having a productivity environment to where we're just engaging and continually growing and serving at a better level.
Yeah, so well said. And it is really important for our real estate agents to make sure that they're aligned with a company that is embracing technology. Yep. And so making sure you understand what's out there and what's happening. So love that. And you guys, run workshops on
consistently.
Yeah. So you can reach out to the show. We can get you connected with Dan. Thank you so much, Dan,
welcome.
For coming back in
Thank
studio.
You guys. Love being
Always
here.
A pleasure to have you here.
Likewise.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, the tech-enabled agent. Talk a little bit more about that with Dan Edwards, the Eastside Real Estate Team, Keller Williams Realty, Bellevue, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.